I've been chairman of the swimming club for a number of years, and I've been involved in at least three plans, two of which in the past, over the last 10 years, have collapsed due to local objection. And we feel this is the final solution, and we need to support this, or that'll be the end of swimming in Hythe.
Sure. And obviously there are tons of people objecting here tonight. You're very much in the minority. How are you kind of feeling at the moment? Are you intimidated or are you feeling okay?
Certainly not intimidated at all. And also I think one of the big issues is the information that's on social media, most of which is wrong and misrepresenting what's actually going to happen, which is unfortunate.
Sure. And why did you kind of feel the need to kind of obviously set up this sort of opposing the objectors, essentially?
Just as a way of getting an alternative view. We set up a Facebook site which has had hundreds of likes on it, and I think most people in the community are fairly relaxed about it. It's just a few people who are very loud.
Sure. And in terms of obviously that being loud and everything, what is the thing that you think is the most important thing about this campaign, should it obviously go forward, this scheme?
I think the leisure centre is a key part, and I understand why the housing has to be built to help fund the leisure centre. It's £20 million and the council doesn't have £20 million, so that's in a whole project works together. And also it will revitalise the whole of Seabrook with the hotels and cafes and etc, etc.
Sure. Do you understand the other guys' opinions in terms of why they're objecting, or do you just think it's kind of all got a bit out of hand now?
I think it's all got a little bit out of hand. It's an old town dump, to be honest. No one can use the contaminated land, and it's not going to damage the canal, as everyone says. So it's misrepresented, really.